Channel 1 over. Beginning of Channel 1 over. Beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 10th of February, 72. Channel 1 over. And the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this windy Thursday morning, the 10th of January, 72. Channel 2-1 over. Beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this windy Thursday morning, the 10th of January, 72. Channel 1 over. And beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this windy Thursday morning, the 10th of February, 10th of February, 72. The 10th of February, the 10th of February, 1972.
No, this door right here, Miss Daisy, is all right.
Me, just know.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Oh, I'll get it.
Feels nice in here.
Big change.
Man.
Big change. Sort of cold, but it's good.
Yeah. It is good.
Yeah. Did you ever have your pipes to freeze? In cold weather?
No, I haven't yet. It's close. See my sticky. Now they have to freeze down there next to the engine. They'll freeze. That's why I did freeze one time.
Oh?
And I couldn't get no water nowhere. And didn't get in none that night. So I didn't have but a tiny bit. I did have enough to make coffee. But I had to wait till up in the day.
Do you ever let the faucets drip if it's going to be very cold?
Yes, I let it drip. But I tell you one thing, it drips and it freezes sometimes after it's dripping. Now, best leave her dripping all the time. And she don't cut it clean off. They leave air dripping down to the house. So, I left mine one time. They got asked me, vice asked me, did I be a domino? I cut it clean off. So, the next time we had a little freeze, I cut mine off. They cut theirs off. It froze, the pipe froze just the same. I don't think that cutting it off means much. You can't cut the water clean off. It'll come up part the way, so he come till he get cold on it and freeze.
Oh. I see, just now cutting the water off won't do it. Cutting the but when it freezes, you just have to let it.
Yes, you know, one time, that just froze and busted one of her pipes.
Oh, she really had a bad freeze down there one time.
She did one time.
It busted her little water tank. And I remember this fella was going to come fix it.
Did he ever get fixed?
He really played out.
I think Buddy fixed it up. A man, Jimmy Jenkins, one of them fixed it. But then what was coming back, Daddy fixed it. He don't visit Tom that much more.
Forget this fella's name. I remember seeing him. He's a rough and ready fella.
Okay.
He can do everything, and he was this well man. And what is his name?
Emmett. That's who promised to come fix it.
Oh, he's a washout, mister.
He can do plenty good work if you can get him at it.
When he quit working, he must have worked sometime in his life.
Oh, yes, he works sometime. Nah, but you can't hardly get him when you need him there. That's his trouble. If he come, now Doris been asking him to come. Oh, been more than 2 months ago to do some work for her.
Yeah.
He hadn't got there yesterday evening. And that was for Christmas.
Oh, he got there yesterday evening?
He ain't got there.
He still ain't got there.
Still hadn't got there yesterday evening.
There you are.
Pretty sure he won't get there this morning.
Oh, no, not hard.
Now, that's the fella that Bessie was counting on to fix that pump.
That's right.
That time it froze and busted. Everything busted.
Yeah. He was coming the next day. After she seen him, he was coming and fixed it. And he ain't got there yet.
Well, that's when she had to carry water.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I wouldn't know that far back.
That's right. But they tells me he used to be dependable, but he ain't no more.
Yeah.
I ain't never had to use him. And Elizabeth was there. She had him to do something in the bathroom, and he was to come back and fix something else, something he didn't get to that day. He ain't got to it this day.
Is he just rich now? He don't have to work?
Who?
Emmy?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about him. I don't see him no more. We used to could see him all the time.
Oh, I've seen him stopping down there.
And that's right.
Many times.
We used to see him all the time. We don't see him no more.
Well, what's happened to him?
Couldn't tell you.
He had that old truck.
It says he got his old truck.
He had that old truck.
He had his old truck. The last I know of him. I've asked Buddy about him several times. He said, I don't see him no more. I don't know what's coming of him. I said, well, did he die? He said, no, he ain't dead.
Well, like yesterday. Just about everything stops.
Can't go nowhere. Yesterday was bad day.
All day.
All day.
It didn't let up at all. I thought it had let up a little bit after supper, and I went down to give my cows a little handout.
Mm-hmm.
But it hadn't. Boy, it let up a little bit, but it was still drizzling.
Mm-hmm.
So I fed him in the rain.
Thank God. I knew it was raining. I looked up about 7 o'clock, 7:30, something. It was raining. I come on back in and shut my door. So stay checked though this morning. I didn't see Doris yesterday, and I didn't see her late tonight.
Oh, you didn't get out yesterday?
No, sir. I skipped. If I get out, I might couldn't get in. So once I was in, I just stayed in.
Well, you had plenty of firewood.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Plenty of use. That kept me a good fire. And my house was warm. I said, I'm gonna stay here. I ain't going to stay.
Yeah.
So I did. I was getting all right there. I was warm. I drank my last coffee. First part tonight. About the time I ate some stuff, I drank my coffee. So I was going all right.
You mean you run out?
Hmm?
You mean you run out of coffee?
Oh, yes, I run out. I didn't have much, so I made that yesterday morning. It was good then. Last night it wasn't much, but it did taste like coffee.
Yeah.
I didn't get down to
Doris's.
So I said to when James come back, if I can catch up with him, I'll go with him down to the store. He's a hard man to catch. You don't just walk right out and pick up James. You got to wait. I think he went to care Bessie to Gainesville to see about the stamps. I think that's where he went.
Just Bessie?
Bessie.
I have tried to catch James a time or two, and I couldn't catch him, so I left word for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now that word, it don't do no good at all. It gets lost somewhere, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
One time, say his folks was here, and you know, Mr. Hurley, he loves to fish.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking around for a fresh place. And I thought, well, James sees everybody. I just asked him. Well, I couldn't catch him in.
Mm-hmm.
So I left word.
Mm-hmm.
When he come home, just to drop by here a minute, and I wonder. Mm-hmm. I told him what I wanted.
I don't think he knew anything about fishing. I don't know when I've ever heard tell him even going fishing. He has too many other things to do.
Yeah.
And what is it? Run up and down the road.
When
he ain't going for them over there, he got to go somewhere for his test.
Yeah. He must have a great deal of going to do, Miss Faith, Miss Daisy.
He has a lot of people to go for.
Ma'am.
He has a lot of people to go for.
Yes, ma'am. He do. Say one thing. He ain't gonna kill none of them until he get ready. No, he's ready. You want him, but you got to wait on James.
And he don't hurry?
He said be hurry all the time. But he have so many folks to see and so many places to go. Why? You just got to wait. So I asked him about 2-3 days before I get ready to go. Buddy, you ready? Could you take me to this and this place? He stood there a little while. Well, if I can, I'll let you know. I said, okay.
So, and then?
I got to wait till he come. He'll finally come. Sometime I may run up on him. I said, well, you didn't come back. He said, well, how about the date? I said, well, if you can take me out, thank you. He said, what? Well, I guess I could make it. I said, well, now don't rush yourself. I said, I can wait. It's 2-3 more days before you go. The way you got to get him, when he first get out of his bed and come out to take care of the chickens, 6 of them he got around there on the yard. And then you catch him then. Well, he'll go and get rid of you pretty quick, like going to the store or going to Macintosh. Well, he'll get rid of you. He'll do it, but my Lord, he'll do it when he wants. Huh?
Well, you just have to wait him out, Miss Davis.
That's right. Definitely. Now I tried to catch him yesterday. I was going to send after me some coffee. I don't think he ever come back home after he left. Oh, not anything.
Well, you suppose he thinks... You don't have anything to do but wait on him?
Me?
You don't have any plans,
yeah.
But...
No.
Well, now, you have to wait out a good number of people, don't you?
Huh?
You got to wait out your insurance man?
Okay. You see, I learned to wait. I'll learn this. Folks don't have to do nothing for you. So if you can't wait till they get ready, you just do without them. Yeah, they make no other plan. Cold to go right down there to Fred's. When the weather ain't so bad, I don't even ask them. I get out and walk on down there and walk back. You know anything, I have done what I want to.
Well, you don't have to wait out so many now, do you?
No, sir. Not so many times.
Not now.
Not now. He helps with lots to do. Now he get up in the morning. He take care of his chickens and Arthur's dogs. They stay up there all the time. Well, you see, he brings scraps, boxes like that from the bar. When he get up in the morning, he feed them like you feed chicken. He just throw it along. You make a line here and a line there. That get his dog's room and the chicken's room. All of them can eat together. So we left that now for 2 or 3 weeks. Maybe longer than that. He helped to care Doris to her work. Samuel, he got Doris's car.
Again.
Day and night. Well, but he take her to work. Well, then he leave her. Then he come on back home, and I don't know what he be doing. He be doing something there around the house. So after a while, he gone on this way. I reckon he gone to pick up his hair. I don't know where he gone. But you know, when he have to start to work, and I think he tells Doris about 7:30 or 7:45. Well, when he comes back, he might got to catch somebody else somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't know. he goes this way. When I think. So I don't bother him so much. If Will ain't dead, I don't bother. Cause I don't mind. Walking. So I take my time and walk down there and give what I want. Because it ain't going to be much.
Miss Daisy hadn't had her coffee this morning, Faye.
I know it. You haven't had your coffee this morning.
I had where it had water. It tasted kind of like coffee.
I'll make you a little coffee. Let me do it for you.
All right.
I'm a better man.
Make her a little coffee there. I didn't realize
well,
that.
Well, now, you don't have to. You have to wait out the insurance man.
We don't need insurance. No, sir. The days they come, so if I'm home, I see him. If I ain't there, if he don't come back that day, he'll be back.
Oh.
No, I don't have to wait on.
You just know he'll be back.
Well, all I can say is Ben coming back. I ain't had to wait on him yet. A few times I'll wait on him.
Well, you stay around, though, the days he's due.
Yes. Well, I stay home every day, just about it. So that makes me be there the day he's due. I don't go nowhere.
Well, now, once or twice, you've been over here and said you had to get back.
Uh-huh.
Because it...
Well, you see, I was trying to get a hold of something. But I didn't get it.
Oh, trying to get a hold of the insurance man, yeah.
But I didn't get it.
Well, I know Miss Bessie doesn't like to leave when the insurance man's coming.
No. But you see, the most of mine, they come in the afternoon. Of course, too. That's me and her. Use the same one. But he's a cook.
Yeah, he's a cook.
Well, I was in the Army 4 years. I at least can make coffee.
Oh, so he's in there 4 years?
Yes.
Oh. You're the only man.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I liked it for 6 months. First 6 months is nice. But after that... Now, you don't make it this way. You boil it.
Mm-hmm.
Percolate it.
So you have to make it.
Yeah.
And you can... That's... You can take... Make... Put your coffee in.
Just the coffee?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got much coffee. His coffee's about gone like mine. I've got a plenty.
Yeah.
I've got a plenty
plenty
for
warm.
Me.
Just plenty warm, it's eating.
You know, I run out every now and then. I don't like to run out of things.
I don't either.
I'm not as bad as Faye about running out. She buys little giblets.
You ain't bad as she is about running out.
No, but I still run out. I still run out of things.
Well, when you run out, she done run out too, ain't she?
Well, that don't worry her. She don't drink coffee.
She don't drink coffee? Oh. 20 days. And that's all I drink. In the morning. If I get up and get my coffee, I can go on till after noon.
Mm-hmm.
Before night, I'm going to have something to eat.
Mm.
That's what she's telling me. Yes, I think this is all right.
How long you been drinking coffee, Miss Daisy?
Man, sir.
How far back did you start drinking coffee?
Well, back when my mother used to drink coffee and leave a little bit in her cup.
Oh, really?
I drink it. You know, they didn't allow children to drink coffee when they were so young back then. But I would drain her cup. My daddy didn't drink. He didn't drink coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he ever drank the Coca-Cola or not. I ain't never seen him drink nothing but water.
Is that right?
I never seen my daddy take a drink in my whole life.
Yeah.
Well,
he and your mama was right smart different.
Uh-huh. But one thing he would do, he'd try to get her what she said she liked.
Oh.
He did that. If he didn't like it, he didn't touch it.
If she wanted coffee, he'd get it for her.
Yes, he'd get coffee. Every time he got groceries, he got coffee.
Did he?
But he got it for her. He got coffee for her. And her friends would come in sometime and want coffee. But you know, can you remember way back there when they used to buy green coffee and parch it in stores?
Yeah.
Or parch it on the fireplace?
Smell good.
Well, they had coffee milk.
Yeah.
When that stuff got cool and done, they'd grind it all the parts, put it in a jar, so when it got ready, take a spoon and eat it. That's the best coffee that's made.
And that stay fresh.
Hmm?
That was fresh.
Nope. Yes. That was good coffee.
And that'd stay a while. You'd last a while.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I know you know nothing about that.
Yes, sir, we used to put it in a great big old bread pan.
That's right.
And stick it in there, and then we'd stir it, didn't you, with a big spoon?
Mm-hmm.
And shake it.
It'd get good and brown.
There wasn't much chance that you'd leave it in and get it too brown.
Uh-uh. No. You know, they'd look like they know just how to fix the fire or set the heat. They know just how long to bake it.
Yeah.
And they go there and stir it up, and it looked like every grain had the same color when they took it out there.
Yeah.
Them was good old days, Mr. Mama.
Now, that's your mama.
Huh?
That was your mama done that.
That's right, yes. I never watched parts no coffee. And I tell you, we never drink much coffee. And I married, all the coffee I got, I'd get it from a white woman I worked for. She would parch her coffee and grind. So one day she asked me, she said, "Daisy, you got any coffee?" I said, "No, ma'am. Well, I ain't got nothing to cook it on." She said, "Why didn't you tell me?" I said, "Well, I get a drink up here in the morning and last me till the next morning." She said, "You might want some before morning." She said, "I'm going to give you some coffee to take home with you." She'd get a pint jar and fill it up with coffee. Well, you see, I just drink it at night. In the morning, I drink coffee up there. Where I worked at, I helped her wait, and I'd go there. She'd already have it made, and she wouldn't make it so wrong, Mr. Mars is black. But it was good.
So you was brought up right on good black coffee.
Yeah, it was good.
You just had your little pint jar, and you could bring it back and fill it again.
Well, I'd fill it whenever she parched. She didn't parch. I don't know just how often she parched, but for the first batch give out, she parched more.
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing, she never did run out of coffee. She kept it. Well, Mr. Myers, how do they grow it at?
They grow it in Brazil. They got to ship it all in. And you remember when coffee went up to $1 a pound?
Still is.
Yeah.
I don't mean that. It was way back that one. Green?
No, I'm talking about, you know, they said that the people who, the growers down there wasn't getting enough.
Mm-hmm.
So all at once, you know, they just doubled the price of it. That hadn't been too long.
No, it's about that now. Ain't much more than a pound in them little jar.
No. Oh, sir. Now your mama parched it.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And then this lady you worked for parched it.
She parched it.
Yeah.
But you see, this lady I worked for, when I was eating her parched coffee, I done left my mama. I was out on my own.
And they parked it about the same way?
About the same way. My mama was a good cook. I guess that's who Doris take it at. But my mama was a good cook. But back then, they didn't cook as many different things as Doris cooks. She mostly just had common rations. Mr. Ma, you can make good coffee. You can tell me how to make it.
Sometimes I can make it good, and sometimes it's not fitting to drink, Miss Daisy. It's not always the same when I make it.
You said sometimes it ain't fitting to drink.
No.
What be wrong with you?
Well, it tastes like water. Like it fell in the branch. And that's what they say. I like it strong. I like it strong.
I do too.
You like to know there's some coffee in it?
Yes, ma'am. Well, when is Miss Mary been over?
Well, she hadn't been over in a long time. I lost track of her.
We keep saying we're going to take you over there sometime or have a visit again.
All right, Mom.
Yes, that would be nice, Faye. It sure would. We could just go over and drink coffee at Miss Mary's.
Do she drink coffee?
Yes. She gets up in the middle of the night and drinks it. Goes back to bed and goes to sleep. She said,
I do that sometimes. But see, most of the time I do it, that's very seldom. I go to church. Well, if it's the church kind of lady, I come by the office. I ain't had no coffee since this morning. So? I need me a cup of coffee. I like the stove and put my coffee pot on. Make my coffee and drink it and go on back to bed.
Uh-huh.
About 11:30 or 12. And I go on to sleep.
Yeah.
I ain't thinking about nothing. I done got my coffee and done drink it. Well, that's all was on my mind. I ain't had no coffee since this morning. Now, Jessie, she drank one cup of coffee a day. I said, well, if it's cold and I'm home, I said, I drink me a cup full in the morning. I said, and then in the afternoon, I drink me another one. I tell you where I drink coffee whenever I think about it.
Oh.
When I'm home.
You just drink it when you think about it.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's when Mr. Myers drinks it. When you think about it.
Oh, that's the way he drinks it.
Now, that's that old breakfast coffee.
Hmm?
That's that old breakfast coffee I'm drinking. I just keep it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't heat it up. I just drink it cold.
Cold?
I don't care whether it's hot or not, you see. If it's good coffee, I don't care.
That's
now, if the coffee is not very good, I like it hot. Miss Daisy, on a day like yesterday, it was so drizzly and rainy and blowy all day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you try to get anything much done in the
house? No, sir. No, sir. I can't. You know, I can't stand so much of that kind of weather. And now, a day like this, the sun is shining pretty But the wind is blowing cold. I don't like wind. It don't like me. I spend the most of my time in the house. And I ain't doing nothing in there. I'm trying to stay warm.
That's right. There's not too much to do in the house.
Did you ever work in weather like yesterday, out in the field, when you were used to work in the field?
A few times. But when it got to bad, you know, like the boy yesterday, we didn't go out. If he was out, he soon come in.
I don't think people used to like to get out in that weather, Miss Daisy.
They didn't. They didn't like to get out in it, and some folks don't like to get out in it now. And I'm warm. Don't like it.
No, I remember we used to have.
I was telling, it's two kinds of money, as well as I love money. So it's two kinds I don't care nothing about. I said there's wet money and black money. I don't like to work in the night, and I don't like to work in the rain.
Yeah. Now, you know, I remember one or two jobs we used to have, like we could strip tobacco on a rainy day. We'd go out and you never raised tobacco. Strip tobacco.
Tobacco.
Because you see, that had to be in order to work with it, you know. Some moisture. And we could do that. But I can remember many a day where we spent indoors, and the only time we'd get out was to duck out and split some wood and bring an armload in and put it on the fire. I can remember that.
I saw that wood by your stove. I saw that wood by your stove.
Oh, you did? Yeah, I got in that wood day before yesterday evening. I thought it was going to rain. I thought it might have been raining yesterday. When I got home, I couldn't get out to get me. And it was. So I'm going back, get in the sun today. Because I go to work in the morning if I can. And I have wood in. When I come home, I won't have to get in the wood.
But you don't go to work if it's raining.
No. See, if it's raining, I'll just sit there.
That's the old saying, you know, people don't got enough sense to get in out of the rain. And there's something to that, ain't it?
That's
right. Well, Miss Daisy, you can go out in that rain and get yourself, you don't have to get wet, you just get damp.
That's right.
And sit around a little while damp, and first thing you know, you
got a cold. You're all choked up in here. You see where I stopped up there, from here on down.
Yeah.
You see, I'm kind of hoarse now. I don't know why. You know, the rain, the damp weather just ain't good for you.
Not too much of it. I can stand a day of it.
So you can stand 10 of it?
I can stand a day. After that, it gets tedious.
Then it's so much flu, and colds, and things, and not everywhere.
Oh, there's so much of it. And once you catch it, Miss Daisy,
it looks like you're going to keep it.
And
it's the hardest thing to get rid of. I keep it telling them, Lord, I hope I don't have it. No worries. But it looks like I'm going to have it a solid year, last year. It'll get a little better. And I think it is all about all right. Next day or two, it's just as bad as it was before.
Oh, you had it?
Yes, I had it last year.
Just kept it all winter?
That's right. No, I think it was the year before last when I had it. So
that's right, I remember. It was year before last.
Year before last.
So now you learn to stay in
mm-hmm.
on that raw weather.
Because mm-hmm. who takes care of you when you're sick?
Who?
Who takes care of you when you're sick?
I take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the horse come in from work. She come up there and see how is I'm getting wrong. You see, I don't stay in bed, Miss Ma. I don't got to be terrible to stay in bed. I lay down a while. I get up and do a little something. I get tired, I get the feeling bad. I lay back down. But I lie right there on the settee where it's warm. She'd come in sometime. When she'd go to work, I'd be in bed. And I'd sit, she'd run in and see. I'm doing all right. When she come back, I'm up. She'd come in and go, Mama, I thought you was in the bed. I said, I was when you see me. She said, you ought to be in there now. I said, I don't think so. I'm doing pretty good now. She'll go on.
Have you been washing any lately?
No, like I ain't gonna get a chance to wash.
You don't have any rainy day jobs?
Me?
Like parking coffee, you could do that on a rainy day.
That's right.
If you had
no. You see, I have to walk to it. If it's raining, that's too far to walk. So I don't have a job, I don't have to get home. Now, Saturday, I didn't work. It was too cold. I work Friday morning, and I ain't been back, because it was too cold. If it be too cold in the morning, I won't go.
But do you have some jobs in your own house to do on bad days?
On bad days? Well, if I could get up there where I work at, I have jobs in the house. But getting there, Miss Martha, that's the trouble.
Yeah. You know, this road, Miss Daisy, up here is getting worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole lot more travel on it than there was.
Yes.
Well, that corner up there has got so you can't hardly stand up on it.
Mm-hmm. I've been running and you couldn't hardly walk. You have to guard yourself. I have my stick and lean on him, this foot slip. I got to hold on till I get this one. And I get right over there in the ditch. You see, like, where it stands. Right up there. That's a bad corner up there.
That's a bad corner. Somebody meets you on that corner. Going too fast. And they don't slow up.
Mm-hmm. No, not slow up.
Now you stay on the outside.
Yes, sir. Way over there.
Way over there. Where it's sandy.
You know, what I like to do on rainy days is to clean out drawers.
Clean out drawers.
And
straighten up things.
Uh-huh. That's a rainy day job.
Go over, look over some of your old stuff and sew away.
Yes. Darn a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I used to do when I could see good. Not so much darn, patching, and fixing old things over and do things like that. Well, I never run out of a job when I could see. Of course, I'd sew a while, and patch a while, and look a while, and keep busy and keep myself company. But I can't see how to sew much now. Can't read worth nothing. So I'm just lonesome.
Oh, yeah. You don't have company now for yourself inside.
No.
You're sewing. Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't sound like Miss Daisy to be lonesome, guy.
Well, I don't imagine she's hurting. That's right, though. You always had a lot of family around, didn't you?
Yes, sir. For a long, long time.
Always somebody to talk to.
To talk to.
And you're lucky in having people who could talk good.
No, I don't have nobody talk to. Well, you see, after they all scattered out, I could see how to read pretty good then. I'd read a while, sew a while. Got along all right, but can't see how to do nothing now. Ain't no one to talk to. It makes it kind of lonesome. So when it's sitting, I get out there in the yard. And, well, I can see how to cut grass. So that'd be my company.
Well, it's nice. It's nice to get outside because then
it is. Then I enjoy it.
You see, people can see you and know you're there. When you're indoors, you see, nobody sees you.
That's right.
They got to come up there and knock on the door and say,
"Miss Daisy."
Them there. Yes. And they don't do that, do they?
People don't.
No, ma'am. Not much. Now, these days, after days, I don't see Bessie. The way I know she's home, I see smoke come out. After a while, I hear that old goose hollering. And I get up to go see who is he at. But she may be on the back porch, or she may have stepped out on the front porch. Well, that's where I know she's all right. She's up. So I'm going on back in my house, and she's going back in her. Now, there's plenty of days I don't see my daughter in 2 or 3 days.
Oh, really?
I just don't see her. and they get up, get ready, they go. When I get ready, I go. I said, well, if she ain't, don't think enough of me to come out here and say good morning, or ask how is she, I don't think enough of her to go tell her. Well, you see, they drive the car right by my door. Plenty mornings going out to the road. It wouldn't cost very much for her to stop or blow or holler as how I feel. She'll know whether I done died last night or not.
No. It'd take her a while to find out, wouldn't it?
That's right. She's going on to work.
Yeah.
And don't know when nobody gonna come there. Nobody come that much.
No. So you could be dead a good while before your daughter would know it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing Miss Bess's washing?
Hmm?
Who's doing Miss Bess's washing?
Me. She didn't get nothing washed last week. Ain't gonna get nothing washed this week. If the weather stay like this. I don't wash for nobody. When it's rain or when it's cold. Oh. Put mine on dirty, put on cleanings, until it gets better. As I told Bessie the other day, I said, well, I don't know when I get any washing done. I said, I just keep it putting on. I guess it'll take me a month to get them washed up again. She said, oh no, the weather gonna break. I told her it's got to break. So for those days to break out in there, washed up.
Daisy, I didn't know you let up on account of the weather. I thought you'd just keep it going.
You what you thought I was made out of?
I thought you were just tough.
Well, I thought I have told you. If I ain't told you, I'm telling you now. I don't like cold weather.
Oh, wet?
Never did.
And you don't like it wet?
Well, and when the wind blowing, I don't get out of my house much for nothing or nobody.
Well, now, how long has it been like that?
How long I've been like this? Oh, been like this all my life, just about.
You mean when you was growing up, you was like that?
When I was growing up, I was like that. I never did like rainy weather or bad weather, not to work in.
So you but just stay in your house?
Stay in my house, quilt, piece quilts, patch something. So I'd be in there, but I'd be doing something, but I ain't outdoors doing nothing.
Well, was your mama like that?
My mama? Yes, but you know, my mama, she ain't at work much. She worked in the summer and in the fall. She'd hoe cotton and do things like that. But when it come to rough weather, she didn't get out. My daddy didn't like it. He said he could feed her. She didn't have to get out in all kinds of weather. Don't mind it if it was pleasant, then you know where we were. Well, it got cold.
But your daddy, he went.
He went every day. It didn't get too cold. Him, I never heard him complain about cold. Well, if it rained, you see, they'd knock off and go home. They didn't work in the rain. And it was cold.
So she got this from her mother.
I guess so.
I tell you what, Faye, I think a lot of people would be better off if they had sort of pay some attention to the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Not just get out and wade through it. Well, you see, Miss Daisy, they all got these old cars now.
Oh, yes. You can hardly. They all got them.
And they run in wet weather just the same as they do in dry.
Day and night. And there's never nobody hardly got chance or got time to carry the making of it.
Yeah.
And I don't ask them. I don't ask them. Sometimes, if I see Bud again, I say, which way are you going? I say, I'm going this way. You want to go? I say, just as far as the stove. He said, well, if you want to go, I'll take you. You can catch, if you catch up with him, he's plenty favorable.
Now, this is the end of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 10th of January, 72. This is the end of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 10th of February, 1972. This is the end of Channel 1 Over. And a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 10th of February, 72. The end of Channel 1 over.